on this Throwdown Thursday, and we're pleased to be joined for the first time here on the airwaves by the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson, in his first year, and he's doing a great job developing this program. Coach competed well in the contested matches you had here tonight, was really impressed by the grit of your wrestlers really battling in each match. Your takeaways from your two duels here tonight against North Union and Newman?
Well, we lost the duel to North Union pretty badly, but we won four out of the five matches that we were actually able to wrestle. So, I mean, that's a great takeaway. I mean, Preston Starr goes out there against one of North Union's better kids, and he's a freshman, and gets taken down in the first and then just dominated the rest of the match. Took the kid down two more times and mentally broke the kid in the second period, and you could see it. It was visible from everywhere. Jasper Jones going out there, you know, just getting a pin in the North Union match or duel, and then comes back against Newman. Got a little gassed in the third, which we'll work on, but held on, gritted out for another tough W. Andrew Baker against North Union, I mean, he went out there, got gassed a little bit, which I mean, that it's that time of year where the stuff's going around in the air, and it sucks, but gritted through and gritted out a W, got a takedown in the last 10 seconds to win the match. I'm super proud of these guys. They come into the room every day. They want to learn. They ask me questions. They do anything I ask. I would have loved to have Brooks Jones out here tonight, but he's just recovering from getting the flu or whatever, so just broke a fever the other day. We compete at the weights we can compete at. We don't have enough wrestlers to fill a team, but, I mean, we wrestle. We're not afraid of anyone, and we're not going to shy away from competition.
One of our conversations we had earlier this week looking ahead to tonight's triangular was one of the things you had mentioned your team was working on and you were working on with your wrestlers was being better in the bottom position. This was your first chance to see that since the Forest City invite. The improvements you saw there here tonight.
I mean, the guys battled. I mean, they got out. Jasper, I think, went 3-for-3 on bottom, got out every time. Preston went about three. He went about the same. Just they're controlling that. They're learning. Like, they pay attention, and when they finally understand it, it's like common knowledge to them. So it's like immediate. It's like a, I don't know how to say it. Like, their brain just instantly goes to that, and they do what I want them to do, which is perfect. I mean, Jasper, in his first match, he was on bottom, reversed the guy, caught the guy in a place, and I yelled out, lift the head, and he knew exactly what I meant. Because there's multiple different ways to lift a head and pin the guy. Preston Starr, really, he really impressed me tonight. I mean, he went out there, like I said, against one of North Union's better guys and just dominated. And that's good to see, and that's great for him. On bottom tonight we did extremely – it was night and day better compared to what we have been doing. So that's something to continue building on.
You had mentioned earlier on in our post-duel conversation here tonight the health of the team and continuing to work to get to 100%. This is one of the hardest times of year to do that. What it looks like in your first year and with the support staff that you have, helping your wrestlers stay healthy as the postseason's right around the corner, it feels like.
We're always there for them. I mean, if they're sick, we want them to stay home, go to the doctor, get the right medicine, you know, get recovered. I'll hold them out of the meets if they're feeling a little off, just because, I mean, we're not competing for a dual win right now anyway. I'd rather the wrestlers be at 100% able to wrestle when it matters than out here and get injured or something like that. So the guys, I'm very proud of how we wrestled tonight. North Union, they're not a shy team, and we went out there and won four out of the five weight classes we had filled tonight, which is tremendous.
Looking ahead to your next competition for this team, what that looks like for you and going out there and continuing to see the progression of this young team.
Our next competition is going to be conference. Tough go. I mean, got some of the best teams in the state there. Osage, Lake Mills, Nashua, Central Springs is dominant this year too. We got to be able to go out there and wrestle. And our guys don't fear anyone, like I said, so they're not afraid to step on the mat with anyone. And that's been one of the things I've instilled all year in them is it's you versus him out there. I'm coaching you, I'm here for you, but it's you versus him when you step foot on that mat, and I'll be here to guide you through it.
Final thoughts, Coach, is a really good showing from your wrestlers here tonight in individual matches, really making your opponents work in those bouts.
Oh, yeah. We wrestled some pretty good kids, obviously, and with pretty good records. And our records don't show that. And, I mean, we're battling every time we step foot on the mat, like I said earlier this week. 1 point, 2 points is the difference between Jasper being, I don't know, 18-5 or what he is right now at 13-11. That's the difference right there. But we go out there and we battle every time we step on the mat, and I don't care. I'll always be there for him, and I'll defend him to the end. So,
well, Coach, thanks for the time here. Post-duels for your team here tonight. And best of luck as you get ready for the Top of Iowa Conference meet coming up.
Thank you. It means a lot, and I can't thank the parents of the wrestlers enough. They show up all the time for our kids and are there for them at any time. My assistants, Dan Westhoff, Josh Baker, they do anything I ask them to, so I appreciate it.